time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Bruce plays his creation. Our listener tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Kevin Shaw is on the line from Charlotte, North Carolina. Kevin, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thanks very much. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, wonderful to have you, Kevin. Kevin, what's your musical background?
Well, started early. I'm the third of five children, and we all had to take piano lessons, which after a while I was happy to be doing. And then they got us woodwind instruments each in eighth grade, and so I started taking some bassoon lessons and enjoyed that also. An interesting thing for me was as freshman in high school, my piano teacher also taught organ and said, well, why don't you start playing some organ duets with this young lady? And so we started learning about the partnership it takes for duets and fell in love and been married now. So it's been about 40 years we've been playing piano organ duets together.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic. Kevin, it sounds like music has been a part of your life for a long, long time. Let's see if that background helps you out with this particular piano puzzler that Bruce is about to play. So again, see if you can name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking and the tune that's hidden in there. And Kevin, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on one or the other, we can brainstorm about this together, okay?
I would love to do that if the need arises.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Kevin, what do you think?
Wow. I'm pretty sure we're not talking Bach in this sentence here.
I think you might be right about that.
What I was hearing was certainly modern, and I didn't recognize the piece that it's based on, but it feels perhaps that it's Stravinsky or Bartok or somebody, Shostakovich.
We're talking about mid-20th century. Is that the right era, Bruce?
Without naming the actual composer, everybody he named is right in the ballpark.
Ah. Yeah,
and some of them shared a lot of the same harmonic language as this person.
So we're talking about a mid-20th century composer.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is it Russian?
No, but I think the mood and the speed, the tempo might help.
It wasn't the jovialness that you expect out of some things of Stravinsky or Prokofiev.
You know, everyone you named is absolutely first tier, and this person is a great composer, but probably slightly below in that group in terms of renown. I mean, the musical vocabulary of Stravinsky is very close. The harmonic vocabulary is close. Maybe I should play this again, and
if you don't mind.
Yeah. And yes.
But before we do that, I did think I heard jingle bells in there.
So yes. Yes,
okay.
That's right. It is definitely Jingle Bells.
And I have good. Although that took me a while, too.
Yes, well, it takes a while because it emerges slowly, but it is there fairly quickly, but it's not easy to hear until later on.
Okay, so now that we know it's Jingle Bells, that the hidden tune is Jingle Bells, we can concentrate on the style of this composer. Shall we hear this one more time?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Please.
So mysterious.
There's something at the very end that might, this little bit at the end here.
I'm hearing Debussy when I hear that.
Well, you know, you've named all the right people. So I would say if there was a prize for harmonic listening, you're doing great. If you take Stravinsky and Debussy together, they are responsible in many ways for the harmonic language of this composer.
So we're talking about a French composer, is that right?
Yes, it's a French composer whose language is drawn primarily from Debussy mixed with Stravinsky, and then he developed his own very distinctive way of dealing with these harmonies and scales.
Was this composer also an organist?
Yes. And not only was he an organist, he was very interested in this sort of thing.
In birds.
A good friend.
Birds. Now my brain is
is your brain
close? I'm close, but
is it feeling messy in there?
Well,
thank
you. We're almost.
Thank you for that clue. Messiaen.
Yes.
Messiaen.
Olivier Messiaen.
Olivier Messiaen.
Nice.
Wow. Has anyone ever taken that many times to choose a composer?
Well, you know what's great, though, is everything you said was zeroing in to hear that it's related to the harmonies of Stravinsky, Bartok, Debussy, even Ravel. That is exactly the same world. He was a great, great composer, a little less original than Debussy and Stravinsky and Ravel. But he did work on and devise a language basically based on what they did.
Well, Kevin, nicely done. I mean, as Bruce said, you are hearing the harmonic language of mid-20th century composers, and you got to it. You named Olivier Messiaen. So excellent job.
Well, I do appreciate the way that you take people through it, as always. It's a wonderful learning experience to listen to these programs and to participate, too. It's another check mark on my bucket list.
Fantastic.
Kevin, what's your public radio station?
Well, WDAV, Davidson College, is a great place to listen to performance today.
And all kinds of great classical music coming from WDAV in Davidson, North Carolina. Kevin Shaw from Charlotte, North Carolina, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.